Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Welcome to AJ Bridge and Spider's podcast. One of the big men in stature and in comedy himself, Greg Sullivan. He's going cruising for a couple of weeks, and he's got a couple of stories to tell us about that, as well as the football as well, the NRL players playing up again on the weekend.
Yeah, he's a brilliant comedian. He really is. And more comedians to be revealed today. We've got the MC to be revealed. And I know for a fact, all I know is that the boss said, Bridge, I want to come in and reveal another act. And I'm telling you, that's all I know. Also, when it comes to the block, why do they have a butler's pantry? Why do you have two kitchens?
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't understand. Rage. But when you get 10-10-10 in the voting, very good. And also, massive weekend in sport. We'll cover all that off. You've got the AFL, the NRL, the supercars, the racing, the rugby union, you name it. We have it.
Winks.
Enjoy the podcast today with AJ Bridge and Spider at Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Wednesday night, it's Bridges, massive, humongous, huge comeback on the boards, as they say. Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night at the Miami Marquetta. Akmal Saleh headlining, Rob Brown will be there, special guest Dave Hughes, and you need an MC.
Yes, we certainly do, to tie it all together. And look, the MC's role is extremely important because they're there not only to showcase their comedy, but also warm the crowd up as well, to get you all in the mood. And thank goodness we got the balance right. We have a girl.
Hey.
Yay, we have a woman. The lovely Mel Buddle is our MC, an Australian comedian and writer. She's been on many shows. She's won a Director's Choice Award for Melbourne International Comedy Festivals, but she currently writes and stars in a lot of TV shows. Have a listen to Mel.
I got my dog for the RSPCA. She was $50. That's a good price. The lesson in that, always haggle with a charity. They will go lower. I love taking my dog to the dog park. I love going to the dog park with her. But she's a big dog, right? She's a bull Arab, right? So she's a big brindle girl. She weighs about 45 kilos. Same as me. I'm worried about myself. Oh, no.
Mel joins us now. Thank you for being part of this huge, lineup.
Thank you. Thanks for waking me up this time. Otherwise, I'd be snoozing right through to 11 a.m.
The life of a comedian, huh?
It is pretty cruisy, the comedian life, Bridge. Are you coming back to us? You're going to be a comedian again?
Coming back into the fold. We'll just see how this gig goes, and maybe I might, because it'd be nice to actually not have a boss and just say what you want to say and not be worried about what you say.
Do you like being paid $50 and all you can drink Fanta, though?
Hey, Mel, we can't wait to have you MC the night. Myself and AJ have found out this morning that we've got to do a bit ourselves. We've never been on stage to do any form of comedy before. Any advice for us?
Well, there's nothing funnier than nudity, so that's my top tip.
We'd need microscopes. Oh, no, don't. Oh, wow, that's profound. But although you've done sports lunches, and you often write lots of stuff for that, Spider.
That's a bit different. Sports lunch to getting up and trying to be a comedian is completely different. But, Mel, you must be pretty excited. It's going to be a huge night, a big lineup.
I am excited to come down and work with some big names. It's always good to get backstage and try and remind people that you exist, even though you live in lowly Brisbane. I'm going to schmooze.
Hey.
Well, can you help me, Bridge? Yes.
You're going to help me. I have an issue with – this is my problem. I've got an issue. I get PTSD with green room. So I throw up dry reach because, you know, you're shuttled. The only way out is on stage. So are you? Will you be cool with that, or you just laugh like Spider and AJ will?
No, you and I, we're going to go outside and have half a dry white wine each before we go on stage and be each other's support person. So we'll be fine.
Oh, I love that dry white wine. You've got to love that. Now, how is comedy now for the chicks? It was pretty tough in my time, which was about 18 years ago. It was sometimes hard even with the male comedians. Is it a lot easier now?
It is a lot easier, and there's certainly a lot more push to include women and make us feel welcome and all that. So it's a totally different environment now, and I think you'll find it's actually better. Everyone behaves nicer when there's a bit of a gender mix.
And finally, would you rather work in front of a crowd of no one that you know or a crowd of people that you know?
I want no one I know there. I want it nice and dark. I don't want to see their faces. I want an anonymous experience.
Okay. We wanted the other side of that. but anyway, we'll give Bridge confidence with saying that everyone there, you're going to know Bridge.
Oh, wow, there we go. Oh, Mel, we're looking forward stirring it up. Everyone is going crazy for these tickets, so you're going to do a great job as the MC and warm up the room.
I will. I'll get them fired up for you. So don't worry. By the time you get on there, they will be in an absolute frenzy.
I love you.
Nice chatting to you, Mel.
Good on you.
Righto. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dale.
See you Wednesday. You're complete now.
That's it.
Woo! Well, yeah, we're all complete. And thanks, guys, because, you know, we have a motto, one in, all in, and now we're all doing stand-up.
Hey, you know what? To be honest, don't mention it.
Hey, come on, you two could both. This could be the this could be a new career for you two. We could travel around like a circus, all three of us, doing stand-up.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a circus, all in a motorhome.
All in cages.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Another Comedy All-Stars Week at Gold 92.5. And the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, joins us each week.
But I'm probably most famous for my commentary on Bill Shorten when I called him the Vibbly Wobbly Man. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I said he wibbles and he wobbles like a jelly on a plate. Vibbly Wobbly Man.
Bridges All-Star Comedy Night coming up on Wednesday with 92.5 Gold FM. We've got more tickets to give away. And another announcement for another act on the night as well before 8 o'clock. 14 past 6, a big day in the life of Peter Spider Everett coming up, Bridge. We send him away to, well, we can't say where he's going.
We don't really know yet.
It's all a part of the SBS experiment, which they started last year, which is a really incredible show, but a whole lot of people from various backgrounds, including AFL footballers, and Peter's being sent away on the show. Go back to where you came from.
Yeah, so we follow life of refugees, and we don't know where we're going, and we don't know where we end up, and it ends up going live on SBS on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of October.
That's not going to be very good for you with your control freak tendencies to have to be in control of everything.
I know. And I went yesterday for a train. They had a training camp with proper security, like global risk management, adapt secure training. Like it was full on. But it started to get a little bit real. Like went there yesterday, didn't really know. Because as I said, we don't know where we're going or what we're doing, what situations we're going to put in. We are living the life of refugees to see and experience. Yes, we don't experience for the period of time they do, but at least you're able to see what they actually go through and how they and why they are trying to get here. So,
but you do know you're going overseas and you're going to what could turn out to be a very, very, very dangerous region.
You go to hostile areas. You don't know where you're going. So the security and being live even makes it more dangerous. But, you know, yesterday when you're in there, the guy said, look, be prepared. You'll see stuff that if it doesn't affect you, you are not human.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
He said, it is just, it's not a joke. It gets real. And, you know, they're going through all the situations of if you get kidnapped over there, if you get carjacking, if there's riots and you're suddenly in middle of a riot, if something does happen and you got to help, you know, the other people with you, like obviously, you know, a cameraman and a soundo, you know, how to fix up wounds and gunshots and helping each other in certain areas. And you sat there and go, you know, this is actually real. It was actually quite confronting how they spoke about it. But the funniest part was, he goes, no matter where you are overseas, he goes, whatever country you end up in, they're always correct. So whatever they say, you absolutely do. You don't argue.
No.
You don't even raise your voice. You just go, yep, you are correct. And he said, and the biggest tip is you've got to carry US dollar and cigarettes. Because that's your bartering.
That's your bartering.
And he goes, even if they drag you away and you're by yourself and we shouldn't split up, you've got to offer up money and cigarettes.
It's interesting, but the thing is, you'll be great at that because being in a country, in an area where they're always correct, well, you live with Cherie.
Yeah, exactly right.
She's always correct.
So
she's always right, so you're fine.
And I barter her with the Australian dollar. So very, very similar. So I've never smoked in my life. It looks like I'll start smoking when I'm over there because I'm going to negotiate with everyone. But the funniest thing, they said they want US dollar, but it's got to be new US dollars and it's got to be crisp. They're very picky on the dollars you take.
Are you kidding?
No. So, yeah, so really interesting. It was nervous. It was a big day. It was 10 hours listening to these, you know, these SAS soldiers and people that have been over there and done that. So it leave on Sunday morning. And as I said, don't know where I'm going until I get my flights through, which is probably Sunday. We meet in Sydney.
Is this going to be like Cherie going on camp with Boston? Is she going to go over whatever, wherever you are, and be in a unit next door and then just stay there and just watch you in case?
This is where we find out how much love she has.
Oh, please. Bridge, can you... That's got nothing to do with Peter. Can you imagine Cherie not being able to ring him for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you won't have a phone, will you?
No, no
not
reception.
Not being able to ring.
Absolutely.
What is she going to do?
You've got no communication at all. They've got satellite phones, GPSs, and, yeah, it's...
Cherie rings you 25 times a day.
Yeah, so it's actually... Oh, I'm actually looking forward. It's going to be a holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Look, the block last night, it's a ratings bonanza as per usual. The Gatwick Hotel, you know it very well, Peter.
In St Kilda in Melbourne.
And the kitchen reveals were last night. And Kerry and Spence, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Look, an amazing kitchen, amazing. However, there's a new trend. Oh, no, you can't make one kitchen in the block. You've got to make a kitchen and a butler's pantry. Here's Hans and Courtney with what they have to say about it.
So the debate amongst the judges today was all about whether you needed a butler's pantry.
I just thought we had to put a butler's pantry in because it was like, you know,
trendy.
A thing.
Well, Neil Whittaker, one of the judges, definitely thinks a butler's pantry is the way. This is what he had to say about one of the butler's pantries.
But guys, look at this. I mean, this is not just a butler's pantry. Oh. You could fit a whole army of butlers in here.
I don't get it. I don't get why you've got two kitchens, because the butler's pantry is where all the storage is or whatever, and there's a dishwasher and a microwave, and that's where you've got to hide the bin as well.
Yes.
And hide everything. Hide the toaster, which isn't handy when you've got the butter in the fridge at the front.
Exactly.
So you're just going from one room to another, and you're just transferring the mess, aren't you?
I would have thought so.
You're just picking up the mess on your kitchen island to transfer it around to the butler's pantry. I just got one thing to say to everyone. Who has the butler? Where's the butler? Does the butler come into it? Or is it just up to you then to be the butler?
Oh, yeah, we're both.
Yeah, exactly right. So I just love the fact that there's rooms for people who will never have the money to hire the people that they want in those rooms.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid, isn't it? Is there a spare mood room? Is that the maid's quarters?
Oh, yes.
That will never exist. Or the granny flats, the nanny flat that you can never afford. The garden sheds, the gardener's retreat you can never have. The pool cabana house is for the pool man. And the office is now for a personal assistant.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing for anyone anymore in any of these rooms. I mean, you're probably just stuck in your bedroom while the house is taken over with rooms for imaginary people.
Yeah.
It is. It's stupid.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yes, everything trending with Bridgie. It's 17 to 7.
Oh, you love it when you're really in love and everything's great and beautiful and happy, but your in-laws get in the way.
Oh, yes.
Or your extended family or your family just gets in the way of love. Meghan Markle's sister, Samantha Markle, go away.
Yeah, nick off.
Just go away,
what's
seriously.
She doing?
Oh, she sent an ugly message to Prince Haz for his birthday. Prince Harry was 34 on Saturday. Happy birthday, Harry. It's been a big year for him, birthdays, marriage. Oh, anyway, Samantha Markle said, "Happy birthday, Harry." This is on Twitter. "As you mack down on your birthday cake, think about the birthday wishes you never extended to your father-in-law."
No, rah, rah, rah.
Maybe because, you know, the father-in-law was trying to make money out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's a few reasons. Go away. Just go away. She just needs to relax a freckle, get a life.
Peter Horn, the serial pest.
Yeah, she is a serial pest, isn't she? She definitely is. Okay, now this is pretty cool indeed. I didn't really know, and maybe you did, AJ, about the... Hollywood Vampires. I didn't know the story behind the Hollywood Vampires. Do you know about this band? Well, it's Johnny Depp's band, and I've heard about that. No, stay with me, because I didn't know that it's actually a super group because it's got Alice Cooper in it and also Aerosmith's Joe Perry.
Wow.
And they're traveling around at the moment, and this would be the most amazing concert because they're honouring the stars of the 70s, and they do everything from Motorhead tracks to David Bowie to everything, and David Bowie can really sing. Have a listen. You ready to go?
Mm.
He's singing David Bowie's Heroes.
Oh, this Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Nothing will keep us together. Isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's saying it's really got him through a very, very tough time in his life because, you know, with the divorce and he's had problems with management and music's got him through. But how's this? The Hollywood Vampire Club, you'd like this, AJ.
Mm.
It came about, it started in the 70s as a celebrity drinking club.
Oh,
they used to all hang out in LA.
Yeah.
So it's really just an upgraded version of AJ's Gold Coast drinking club. the musicians, including The Who's Keith Moon, the Monkees, Mickey DeLenz, and, of course, you know, all the big 70s stars all attended, and they were called the Hollywood Vampires.
That's awesome.
How good is that? And finally,
yes,
just a quick story to end things with. The oldest brewery has been discovered. The oldest brewery for beer.
Yes.
How old do you think this brewery is, AJ?
From the 1600s.
13,000 years ago. There's evidence that people were making beer 13,000 years ago.
Oh, they had the fruits of life back then, even.
Yes, it was found in an Israeli cave, which is brilliant. The oldest brewery found. It's amazing. And you can still taste test some of this beer from 13,000 years ago. And
really?
It tastes exactly like Foster's. It's amazing. It still does.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
What's
All
happening?
Right, well, it's not. You're saying two more sleeps. I'd rather say three more days until AJ, Bridge and Spider's Comedy All-Star Night. And it's bigger and better than ever now. Okay,
no,
as
what's
we
happening?
Know, we've got Akmal Sali, we've got Dave Hughes, we've got Rob Brown. Our MC is going to be announced after 8 o'clock, an absolute corker. I'm ready to get this done now. This nervous energy and this
it's killing you.
Anxiety, it is.
Yeah.
It's exhausting to feel this all the time, and I'm ready, but I'm not. But you know what?
It will be what it will be.
It will. And you know what's lovely is that everyone's coming to support me, but that's even more scary because there's people you know. Anyway, so hopefully you guys love it. I've worked really hard at it on the weekend, and I got a call from our boss, CK, and he said, I want to come in and give you all some words of encouragement, and that's all I know. I'm telling you, hands up in the air, you two.
Well, how do you know he's not going to tell us anything different?
Because he's got this look. Look at his dimples.
I know, but you look dodgy.
No, his dimples are going off like yours go off. Corey said, let me come into the studio. I've got some words of encouragement for you and maybe something else to announce. Good morning, Corey.
I just want to hold your hand.
Oh.
Anyway. Hold hands. So I think you're going to enjoy this. I can see the colour drains out of your face when we start talking about it. This will make, I think, just a little bit better.
Okay.
And maybe someone else's colour will drain out of their face.
Okay.
So we've got a spot. We've got one more spot which we need to fill.
Yeah.
Which we haven't talked about. And we need to mix it up.
Okay.
We've got some big names, and I was thinking duos. Leno and Woodley, not available.
Mm.
Umbilical Brothers, not available.
No.
Have I got a couple of gentlemen for you?
Really?
Making their comedy debut.
Really?
No way.
Gentlemen, no. You're asking her to face her fears. I don't know if it's a fear of yours. I hope it is.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to call it the comedy two-headed monster. AJ and Spider will be making their comedy debut.
Oh, yes.
At the Comedy All-Stars.
No way.
Mate, I'm about as funny as the flu.
It's the first time you've admitted that.
Richard, again,
that's actually quite funny.
Again, with these gentlemen, I come in and they think it's a conversation. They think it's some sort of negotiation. Gentlemen, you have... Bridge will put them in what?
She's had a month. That's her background. I'd never ask Bridge to go and play a game of footy.
No. Nor have I asked her to try and pick me a winner at the race.
Yes, I did. I picked you one on the weekend. His name was Winks.
So, gentlemen, you've got approximately, 3 days or two slips, whichever way you want to pick it, to come up with your act.
Please.
And you will be leading the charge on the night.
We're opening.
Hang on.
Yeah, let's open up.
Well, we'll have the MC warm it up, and then we'll have Ryan from Married at First Sight. He can do a bit more of a warm-up because he's new, and then we'll putting you guys in there.
I don't want to ruin the entire night, so Bridge, you take care of that part. But these two blokes, they are on.
Peter, I've already got an idea.
What do you mean?
Look, he's leaving the studio. Thanks, CK.
I've already got an idea.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So when they did the big announcement, right, we run on stage together, right, to do our opening act. We just run off again.
Peter, I'm sorry. I honestly didn't know anything about that.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Look at you.
No, honestly, because I know what I'm going through for this, so why would I put you two through it, you know?
Oh.
That's full on.
But like, you know what? I'd actually probably feel more comfortable if I was on my own and not with AJ.
I know, that's...
It won't be that hard because we are a joke.
Yeah, there'll be artistic differences for sure.
Oh, please. Righto.
No. Good luck, fellas.
Okay, we'll get to work on it.
Hey, if you want tickets, give us a call at 13 27 10. Now that we know the headline act.
Nobody will be ringing now.
Hey, don't worry about Dave Hughes and Akram Sali and Rob Brown. We have AJ and Spider.
Hit the phones, 13 27 10 for tickets to Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night this Wednesday at Miami Marquette.
They love you. They're going off.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Our daily competition on Gold 92.5. Bridget up against Spider. Rod cleans up what sometimes can be messy.
Very messy.
Yes.
You've got a big broom.
Pieces of history. Given it's finals time, gee, how was the finals in the NRL over the weekend? Both 1-point games.
Yeah.
Full on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I actually turned over the AFL and watched the ending of both of those games. They were remarkable.
Well, I just saw the end of the Wallabies Argentina game with, I think it was 2 minutes to go. Yeah. Or
Flower
would be flat, wouldn't he?
Is he flat? It's part of my spray a little later on.
One of the teams that won was South Sydney, and I'll explain what you need to answer after we hear this. Name that year.
Gets the ball away to G.I. G.I.'s going to score. He's going to put another nail in the coffin, and the Goanna crawls.
South Sydney's first final in 43 years, the 21st title for the team. Their first grand final in 43 years.
Oh.
So their 21st title.
Greg Inglis was there and he went there in 2010.
Was he?
Well, we worked that out the other day, didn't we? We went out. Well, GI. It's Greg Inglis, and I think he went there around 2010. We worked out the other day. So it's going to be later than that. How close to that? I'm not quite sure.
Well, thanks for helping me out. That's good.
I'm going to say 2012.
No.
I'm only guessing. I can't remember exactly the year he went.
I didn't even hear GI in that audio bit.
Yeah, right at the start.
So, okay.
GI!
Yeah, I'm sure it was there. I just didn't hear. Look, I'll say a bit louder. 2014.
Yes.
There you go.
It's always when you don't know, hey?
Yeah.
Right. You helped me out.
No,
there.
Thanks,
Peter.
It was a good teamwork, that
Thanks,
one.
Peter,
it was, just knowing what we've listened to previously. See, I do listen, Adrian.
I know.
Oh, here we go.
I know.
All right.
All right, Bridges 1-0. Here we go. Name that year.
You know, kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
They're okay. Don't worry. Everything is under control. No.
Shut up! Arnie, I'll be back in Kindergarten Cop.
We've all done that with kids, haven't we?
Yep.
They've all run right. You sit there and go, enough's enough. All right! Shut up!
And they won't listen.
They won't listen.
And they all just freeze and stare.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, look, I remember I was at school and I was about grade 10 or 11 when I saw that movie. I remember at Toombul Shopping Centre.
There you go.
Isn't that weird? How do I remember that? I'm going to say Bridge, 1992.
No.
That's going to be...
You're going to go either way of that.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. Oh, how early was Arnie? Spider, 1990.
Yes.
Oh.
We come into the final round. Even Steven, who won a Melbourne Cup. Remember I've said that before, Even Steven.
Can I throw it out? Is Rob McLeod still here?
Yes, I'm still here. You're doing very, very well.
I had to put it out there.
This will completely poleaxe Peter, this one. Completely.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it will.
But do you put the mocker on it
when
he gets it?
I know, but I'll be very surprised if he gets this. Here we go. Name that year.
Anyway.
is, first off?
First question, who is it?
Look at his face.
It's the Beatles.
Oh, very good.
Oh, good.
I am all right.
That's a good start.
Oh, you guessed it.
I had a guess. Oh. Look, I remember the album, self-titled The Beatles.
Self-titled. Okay, here we go. This is unreal.
It was 69.
No.
Look, I don't think I'm going to get this right either, don't worry.
Oh, I would have gone. I can't say.
Okay, I'm Frack Shirley.
Oh, yes.
Bridge 67.
Yes.
Oh! I was wired up between those two.
That deserves Bridget Daly some applause.
You know the day off, Rod.
Oh. I thought you said me because I got it right.
I'll be just sitting quietly in the background.
Check your microphone, Rod. One, two, one, two.
Toots. Yep, Rod.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
22 to 8.
Yeah, I'm going to have a crack at the debacle that was on the weekend, the Wallabies versus Argentina. Now, because we want big games here, we want big names here on the Gold Coast. And the Wallabies, look, I back them win, lose or draw. But at the moment, you know, a lot of people are blaming CBus because of the lack of numbers. The Wallabies in Argentina, low crowds, people blaming CBus. It's not CBus. Mm. You could have put on Fortnite, you could have put on WWE, you could have put Mundine versus Horn, you could have put Phil Collins there, and it would have packed it out. Mm. Robina is a fantastic stadium, and it's got all the facilities you need. The Wallabies are our first problem. The Wallabies, because any player interviews during the week? Do we have any? No. Ooh, any players offered up? No. Okay. Do we have a chance to talk to Michael Checker? Anyone speak to Checker? No. Was there any advertising, any publicity around the Wallabies coming here and the coach actually coming out? Can you name me five Wallabies? Can you name me five? Izzy Folau. Can you name any? And Sonny Bill Williams, he doesn't play for the Wallabies, so you can't name him.
I don't know. There's a lot of players with just vowels together. Is that an a-wa-oo and a oo-oo-ah and a ee-oo-ah?
Problem two was the Gold Coast and the crowd. The crowd intercepting, abusing players. We don't want bad physical interaction. It's good for no one. Mm. Australia, we're in a lucky country. We're able to shake hands, get autographs from our players after games. We see it in the AFL and the NRL. Players going up, giving their fans a cheer, taking a selfie, giving them a footy. This is what we love about our game. We don't want it like the soccer. There's big tunnels, big plastic tunnels where the players can't go on the ground and out of the ground, so you have absolutely no interaction at all. So, Sledge, have your say by all means. That is a part of the game, but don't make it come to a push and shove. Players give everything they have. Sometimes it doesn't work. They wouldn't train and sacrifice everything and then not go out there and try. So, the Gold Coast, I think you've let us down with crowd behaviour and the lack of crowd numbers, but at the same time, the Wallabies have let us down because the team and the player availability and exposure was putrid.
Ooh. You've been sprayed by Spider.
Big spray.
Isn't it?
Oh, get it right. There's big cards. People have a lot of choices these days.
Aren't they only lost by a tiny bit?
Yeah, well, check it. There's only 17,000. Should have been packed. It's the Wallabies. It's Australia.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's 18 to 9, a comedy all-star week again here at Gold 92.5. He's a comedian, funny man, and radio person himself, Greg Sullivan.
Hey, hey. Yes, hey. Well done. Nowhere to go. You're just hanging around all day.
I'll be on with Al Dobie after 9.
Yeah, great. If you're doing the matinee show, you're in trouble.
I think I might. I think I might get a car. Actually, this morning's troubles have convinced me I might get a car. Anyhow. What about New York Fashion Week? I heard you talking about that earlier this morning, Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And look, the extreme bikinis.
Oh.
Yeah, there's two words you don't ever want to hear as a girl. I mean, you used to be having to shave and worried about Sideburn Sally in summer, but now, Side Johnny.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. True. I don't understand. I'm not against it necessarily.
If there's a poll, I'd vote.
But you know what the biggest bikini when I heard you talking about it, yeah. I thought, oh well, I'll have to research this
yeah.
so I can talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently there's a mob called the Black Tape Project.
Mm.
And they're doing bikinis made out of gaffer tape.
Oh,
you can't. I mean, not only will it give you a rash, it could give you an infection, and it could, you know, obviously be extremely damaging.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you don't want to get mixed up with that, you know, no more leaks tape. That would be a nightmare. So if it can hold a boat together. Imagine the nightmare trying to relieve that.
Don't.
Get rid of that stuff.
Being bound up. It's a different kind of bound
terrible.
Up. Oh,
great.
You'd
be doing cosmetic surgery.
Oh, don't. Please.
But and speaking of the downstairs area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just because we do.
I reckon Souths are a dead set going to win the grand final this year. They
South
have
Sydney,
to win.
After Sam Burgess decided to.
Well, apparently he was more than one of them.
Yes,
and it was on Sam's social media account.
Yeah.
And if ever there's anything to motivate a footy player, it's an off-field scandal, isn't
yeah.
it? Because if they win the grand final, everything will be fine. Oh, don't worry. But if they lose, they're flashes. And I'll give you a tip, Sam, and every other rugby league player listening. It's called Facebook.
Yeah.
Just show your face, all right?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
It is 8-6. Wow, what a weekend of sport, finals, racing.
Absolutely,
fighting.
Where do you start? There was everything. Absolutely
chopping.
Everything this weekend. You can think about the wood chopping. You went to that, AJ, on the weekend.
Oh,
they had the triathlons. They had the supercars.
Mm.
Absolutely everything. But I think our two major games, the NRL and the AFL, the Bunnies got over St. George. Both the NRL games were crackers on the weekend.
Yeah.
1 point divided them. And, you know, I was watching, you know, the Sharks versus the Panthers, and the Sharks were winning at halftime quite convincingly.
Yeah.
And I heard a commentator say, you watch the Panthers are the strongest team in the second half. So I watched the second half and they lost by a point. It was unbelievable.
Oh.
So well done to the Sharkies. They're through, and also the Bunnies are through as well. But that means the four teams that finished 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the NRL are playing off in the top four spots for the grand final.
Okay.
So as expected, be interesting this week about Sam Burgess. Obviously sending some Facebook posts of his private parts. Yeah. And
what an idiot.
Oh, well, the club hasn't made any decisions yet, but you'd think if that was a home and away round, he would have been stood down.
Yeah, of course.
Hasn't he just had a baby?
No, he already has a baby, but his wife's pregnant with the second one. I mean, his poor wife.
Oh.
What is he doing?
There is absolutely no chance he'd be playing if this was a home and away round. It is only because it's finals, and that's unfortunately the stigma that footy got around it. In the AFL, we saw Melbourne get over Hawthorn, which was kind of half expected. It wasn't a great game, but the D's got up quite convincingly. And Collingwood, AJ's mob, they're off to... They're into the next round as well. So they see Richmond on Friday night at the MCG, which will be like a grand final. If you can get a ticket to that... Unheard of. They'll have easily, you won't get a seat.
Really?
100,000 really? There, nearly break all records.
Oh,
it's
going
to be massive.
Bridges, tip one?
Yeah, how'd I go? I don't often put a tip on, but I just had the inside word on this one, the mail.
20th Group 1 win, 28th consecutive win.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Bonnie Mare called Winx that cost $250,000 at the yearling sale, which in the time was probably pretty expensive, $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
She's now won $19.5 million.
Wow. And that's an investment, isn't it?
It is. Oh, yeah. And I'll be giving the Wallabies a bit of a spray later on. We're talking about the no crowds there. And also the All Blacks, what about that? They lost their first game in 9 years on home soil. It was the best day of my life. Oh, you reckon Serena Williams went off. You should hear Cherie. Cherie was like a Serena Williams, just with more colourful language. It was awesome.